3, 2, 1. And welcome to O'Malley Live on this, the 22nd day of November 2019. I want to thank everybody for joining, whether you're watching live or in post. The number to contact the show is 330-809-1924. Or you can email us at O'Malley'sAdventure@yahoo.com. So, a couple stories for today. Wow, already got people in the chat. Peace Corps Rescue. Hey, what's up, man? And yes, Lincoln Way is open, in air quotes, kind of. And we are going to get to that. But again, it's Friday. We've made it through another one. We have a couple stories to discuss today. One of them comes from Speak Your Mind, and it's about the NFL. The other is Lincoln Way being open. Lincoln Way is currently kind of open. You can go through downtown, Erie and First, going left or right, depending on which direction you're going, east or west. It's still closed. You do have to stop at those intersections, which some people are saying, why'd they put up stop signs if there's nothing coming? I'm going to say they're doing that to slow people down, apparently, I think. I don't know. But I do want to say this, proceed with caution, because where the lanes, the width of the lanes haven't changed that much at all, actually, with the exception of before, if you were going next to somebody and they were a little bit close, or someone parked, was out a little bit, everybody could kind of shift to the left. You can't shift to the left anymore. Don't do that. But other than that, it feels narrow, but it measures up. So there will be an adjustment period, I believe, to say the least. But again, it is open. It is nice to be able to go from one side of town to the other without making lefts and rights and whatnot. Let's see. It says they have to have the stop signs per ODOT. I can see that, yeah. I think some people are going to see that, and it's not going to compute very well. But again, and as far as right now, it looks fantastic. The biggest problem is it's wintertime. And from a personal standpoint, how it looks or functions is, to me, isn't so much as relevant as can we maintain it? And there are some large hurdles there as far as maintenance goes. So just so you know, I believe that it will be open this evening for the parade after the game, should we win. Also for the Christmas parade this weekend, it'll come down Lincoln Way, and I believe it's going across First Street and then up behind by the Shears parking lot. So if you have little ones and you want to go to the Christmas parade, that is the route that they will be taking. Jim says, maintenance in Maslin, what could go wrong? It's not so much what could go wrong, it's how are we actually going to do it? Obviously, they don't want it to get tore up, and to keep it looking nice, we don't drive slinkies. And that's right now sort of the best way to put it as far as going in and out of everything. Being able to do that in a way that you can still use the sidewalks in the wintertime once the snow's plowed, there's going to be some challenges there. Yes, the weather tomorrow is, it's around 5. Strong umbrella, rain, and snow. Yeah, that's going to create some, well, it's Ohio. Between now and then, it could be 60, so who knows? But that's my thoughts. Go through downtown. let me know your thoughts. And again, this project is done or going to be done. I'm not going to debate anymore whether or not it should have been done to begin with. That's the past. There's no fixing that. Whether or not you believe it should have or shouldn't have, not relevant. From here moving forward, how do we address the issues that come up down there? That's what I want to talk about. So, Peace Corps says, what can I say? I'm an optimist. Hey, optimism's good. I tend to be an optimistic kind of person myself. Probably just need to put it on the usual maintenance plan. No, that will not work. I'm going to be completely forthright and honest. If we maintain streetscape the way that we maintain everything else, it will be a hot mess with a quickness. But again, that's my thoughts. I want to know your guys' thoughts. Moving on to the second topic. This one concerns the NFL. This is from Speak Your Mind. The NFL sent the wrong message to the Steelers coach. If the coach believes they did nothing wrong, Rudolph should be suspended for starting the incident as shown on tape. A quarterback shouldn't be above the law. He shouldn't get a slap on the wrist. What's this attitude sending our teams? Yes, Garrett should not have done what he did. If Rudolph was suspended for two games, the Steelers coach might have a little different attitude. So here's my take on it. And again, this is my opinion, okay? I grew up in a time where I watched, and I'm not dating myself so much as I'm saying that football has changed. I watched guys like Lyle Alzado, a very aggressive human being, and he was an absolute monster. I mean, just a terror on the defensive line. Guys like Howie Long, you know, it's odd because you see Howie Long, and he sits there as an announcer now, and he's clean cut and very well spoken. But when he played football, he played to win. He was not out there playing around and doing, you know, he wasn't playing flag football. You know what I mean? That being said, did people lose their temper? Yeah. Should they have threw some flags? You betcha. Should players have gotten fined? Yep. Making the type of ordeal out of what happened that this has become with meetings that are supposed to be confidential and everything's leaked to the press. And this guy's getting his sentence reduced and he's stomping on a cat's head. And this guy, he's suspended indefinite. And other guys, nothing's happening to. I mean, pardon my language, but that's a shit show. And I think that the NFL needs to step back a little bit and maybe think some things through. So that being said, that's my opinion. I want to know yours. Again, I think sometimes people are losing track of the fact that these people are human beings. Have I lost my temper before? Yep. And I've done some stupid stuff too. But again, that's my opinion. What's yours? Let's see. Jim, wait a second. We've had a couple. See, I have nothing. It had nothing to do with the players. It has to do with the owners. Then Jim says, "Why were there no? They not required to have helmet cams." NFL may need to focus on chess matches. You know, and again, I'm going to give you my opinion. When we started separating players and how they could be handled, like at the beginning of the year, I don't know how many people seen that call with, I believe it was Ben Roth, Big Ben from the Steelers. And you see one quarterback being like, you can't breathe on him the wrong way. And another cat, he's getting his clock dusted. And they throw a flag for one, they don't throw a flag for another. It's a dangerous sport. They wear those they wear the protective gear for a reason. And I think, like I said, I'm not condoning what they've done. But what I am saying is what they've turned it into is an absolute crock. let's see. Art is the powerhouse owner in the NFL. Of course, his QB isn't going to get fined. Yeah, I'm going to say that there's a lot of politics, especially with certain owners. I guarantee you that another scenario, had it been, let's say, the Dallas Cowboys, and it was what's the guy's name, Prescott. You might, because the owner of the Cowboys, he tends to have a little bit of financial backing. So anyway, I'm starting to ramble. That's my thoughts. I want to know yours. It's football. And if you don't think football is a violent sport, and yes, it is, they wear helmets, shoulder pads, and all that for a reason. Yes, Jerry Jones, thank you. I was missing a little too much coffee today. Anyway, comment section's open. Play nice with the rest of the class. Let's move on to this day in history. And on this day in history, in 1988, let's see. In the presence of the members of Congress and the media, the B-2 stealth bomber is shown publicly for the first time at Air Force Plant 42 in Palmdale, California. The aircraft, which was developed in great secrecy for nearly a decade, was designed with stealth characteristics that would allow it to penetrate an enemy's most sophisticated defenses unnoticed. At the time of its public unveiling, the B-2 had not even been flown on a test flight. I beg to differ. It rapidly came under fire for its massive cost, for more than $40 billion in development and $1 billion price tag for each unit. In 1989, the B-2 was successfully flown, performing favorably, although the aircraft had a wingspan of nearly half a football field. Its radar signal was as negligible as that of a bird. The B-2 also successfully evaded infrared sound detectors and the visible eye. Following the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, the original order for the production of 132 stealth bombers was reduced to 21 aircraft. The B-2 has won a prominent place in the modern U.S. Air Force fleet, serving well in bombing missions during the 90s. And that's this day in history in 1988. And last but not least, I hijacked this meme from Kathy Reiser. If you follow the Restore the Resi, it was from her page. So let me get this straight. I can't bring a stick in the house, but you're allowed to bring in a whole tree. And that, my friends, is your meme of the day on this fantastic Friday. I plan on rocking on with the best of them. And, next week will be a shorter week, but I think we're going to try and make it all the way through, with the exception of Thursday. I am going to be thankful and go into a food coma. But my friends, that is a wrap. If you like these videos, hit that thumbs up. If you don't like the videos, hit the thumbs down. Let me know why. I would love to hear your thoughts. And if you really like these videos, hit the subscribe button along with the bell. That way YouTube knows to notify you that new content is up on the channel. And again, it is Friday, and we are going to sign off like it's, you know what? It's the early 70s, and we're talking about impeaching Nixon. How's that? We're talking about Watergate. Jim Havistow, the younger, junior, how are you doing? I am doing fantastic, my friend, and I'm glad that you are here watching the show. And that is it. Until Tuesday. God bless America. Long live the Republic. Peace.